you disappointed? If so, in what? Or are you disappointed in a person? Or are you disappointed in yourself? Hi, I'm Debbie Taylor Williams. God understands disappointment. Lots of things can cause us to feel let down. Sometimes our disappointment is because we have unrealistic expectations about others. I write about that in my book, The Plan A Woman in a Plan B World. Other times, our disappointments are valid. No one is perfect, including us, and when valid expectations are not met, we can't help but feel it. 1 Peter 2:6 is encouraging because God wants us to know that there's something He's provided that will never disappoint us, our faith in Jesus. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in Him will not be disappointed. Look around and consider what you're building your life on. If it's expectations of a certain financial level, a certain house, a perfect spouse, perfect children, a perfect friendship, job, or even you being perfect, then you will experience disappointment at times. But if you build your life on Jesus and His teachings, you will not be disappointed. It's our choice. Live disappointed or build our life on Christ. For more encouragement, visit DebbieTaylorWilliams.com.